Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're in Masechta Kelim. We are in Perek Yudzayin, Mishnah Tesayin, and Yudzayin. The Mishnah tells us, "Kneim asnayim v'amachu sheish b'hem." If you have a beam of a balance scale and a level that that sheish b'hem beskibu matkos that happens to have a place where you can hold things that is made out of metal, va'eso sheish b'hem beskibu, or if you have a carrying pole that has a place to hold things that can hold on to mouse. Right, or if you have a poor person's cane that has a place for holding water, or a stick that has a place to hold a mezuzah or pearls, so these things have the ability to become tamei. Again, in all these situations, we have a base cable that makes a cleave. And all of these issues concerning kelim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say, woe unto me if I say it, woe unto me if I don't. Tachdis Hatzarfim, the base of the smith, where the smiths do their work, is Tameh. Shall not pachim tahor, but that of a blacksmith is going to be tahor, that place. Mashchezes sheish bo beis kibul l'shem in Tameh. If you have a sharpening board that has a receptacle for holding on to oil, so it has a base kibul. If it has a base kibul, it's going to be Tameh. V'shein bar, but if it doesn't, so then tahora. Pinka sheish bo beis kibul shava. If you have a place where you write things down, a ledger, that has a place to hold on to wax, then it's tamei shein ba tahor. But if not, it's going to be tahor. Machatzel sakash, if you have a mattress made out of straw, shvafer sakash, or a straw tube. So Rabbi Akiva mitamei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mitahor. Rabbi Akiva says that's still a base kibul. It has a tiny kibul, but it does have a kibul. It's going to be tamei. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's tahor. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Afshal pakuos, kayots behem. The same thing applies to one that's made out of pakuos. Machatzelas kanam shal chelif tahora. If you have a mat made out of reeds or of sedge, so in such a situation it's going to be tahor, not from tumas mishka v'moshe, but from tumas sheretz. Shufover sa'akana shechotcha l'kabbalah. If you take a reed tube and you cut it in order to snort things up your nose, right? Tahor, it's going to be tahor. Chiyosi es kol abachi. Until you get rid of the pith that's there, it's not going to be considered a base kibul until everything on all the schmutz on the inside is going to be removed. Okay, with that we close Perek Yudzayin and Be'ezras Hashem. We will continue with Perek Yudches tomorrow morning. Have a great day and a chodesh tov.